human calling to the faraway town.
And now, let's find out what's making news in the UK.
Enda Brady from Sky News UK. Enda, good afternoon to you. William and Kate have put in an unusual planning application. Really? They have to do this?
They have to, and it's causing a bit of controversy, Ben, because not everyone gets these type of applications put through in London, and funnily enough, there's no word of them not getting it. So it will go ahead. It's called an iceberg extension. Now, why it's called that is because what you see above the ground is just the tip. Basically, they're going underground, and they go right down, dig out all the earth, and put a room in underground that nobody can see. So they call them iceberg extensions. Very wealthy people do them in London because, you know, a lot of the time they won't give you planning approval to go above ground. And the end result is, you know, cavernous big rooms going in underground. They're doing this underneath the orangery at Kensington Palace.
Surely they've got enough space there to go above ground.
You would think they have 22 rooms and two kitchens and lots of land, but they're not going above ground. William and Kate are moving back to London soon from Norfolk, and the feeling is because of their staff, and Harry still lives at Kensington Palace, they need this extra space for the staff to work and offices to do their job. But the planning application is in, and I would imagine quite a few very wealthy people in London who's had their applications rejected will be watching this proceed with kind of quite a bit of jealousy and anger.
I can imagine, mate. I reckon it'd be Harry's underground bunker too, just quietly. That would be the ultimate man cave if it comes through. Enda, thank you, mate. We'll chat again tomorrow. Enda Brady from Sky News UK.